listening to WGXC ICRA, hands-on creative community radio at 90.7 FM and streaming live online at WGXC.org. WGXC is a program division of Wave Farm.
Tune in or turn out Saturday, October 23rd to John Cage's Rozart Mix, realized by artist Aaron Dillaway at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson. The performance will be at the John Cage Trust from noon to sunset with collaborating tape players including Twig Harper from Nautical Almanac, Rosie Actor Engel, John Weiss, Mike Colino, and C. Lavender. John Cage's Rozart Mix was composed in 1965 for a performance at Brandeis University's Rose Art Gallery. The score is correspondence between John Cage and Alvin Lussier concerning preparations for the concert utilizing tape loops. Aaron Dillaway, who's known for his work in Wolf Eyes and many other collaborations, was a former Wave Farm resident who worked with tape loops and cart machines in his residency in ACRA.
Anyone attending this event must show proof of vaccination and register to make an appointment to be scheduled to see the show.
You can find out more about the Saturday, October 23rd performance of John Cage's Rozart Mix, realized by artist Aaron Dillaway, in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32. A destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Guillermo Rickerson of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Hey there, you're listening to the Playing Favorites Show, and I'm your host, Brendan Donegan. October 3rd marked the 85th birthday of Steve Reich, one of America's foremost composers. I could say a lot about Reich's biography, his methods, his development over the years, but I think it's best if I let his music speak for itself. To start, here is music for mallet instruments, voices, and organ from 1974. Thank you. We heard Steve Reich's music for Mallet Instruments, Voices, and Organ. Here's a short piece from 1994 created for a Japanese orchestra. It's called Nagoya Marimba. From a Steve Reich album called City Life. Reich has also written vocal music, often for female voices. In 1981, he released Tehillim. In Hebrew, it means praises or psalms. We'll listen to the first part, which is based on the beginning of Psalm 19. This was Reich's first composition to reflect his Jewish heritage.
Thank you.
was so nice, I didn't want it to end. We heard from the top the first movement of Steve Reich's Tehillim, followed by a piece that appears on a 1987 album called Different Trains. The piece's electronic counterpoint and the guitarist is none other than the great Pat Metheny. We heard all three movements, all on WGXC 90.7 FM. That's about all the time we have for today. Let's go out with some music called Megamix, created by people called Tranquility Bass. It's from a 1999 album called Reich Remixed. These Tranquility Bass folks mixed together about a dozen Reich pieces from different eras of his career, and it all works splendidly. This has been the Playing Favorite Show with Brendan Donegan. Thanks for listening and have an awesome week. I'll see you back here next Monday, October 11th at 11 a.m. with a bunch of songs to mark the worldwide observation of the Felebration. That's a salute to the music and life of one of Nigeria's greatest musicians and activists, Fela Anikilapo Kuti. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra, Catskill, and the City of Hudson. Community radio for listeners with open ears. Stay tuned for local news and weather at 12 noon. Here's the Mega Mix. Thank you.
fascinated.